Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parshas Bamidbor, the camping of Am Yisrael around the Mishkan. By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Beis, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe ve'el Aharon le'mor ish al digloi voisoid leveis avoisom yachanu bnei Yisrael mineged soviv lo'ohel moyed. And Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, each one of the Shvatim should group together as a legion, and each one of them should have a sign in form of a banner or a flag, colored in different colors. And Am Yisrael should camp Mineged, 2,000 Amos, far away from the Mishkan, and on the inner circle, closer to the Mishkan, Soviv Lo'el Moed Yachano, that's Moshe, Aaron and his children, and the Levim. Says Rashi, be'oisois, kol degel yihyeloi ois. The mashmo is from Rashi over here that the word degel literally means a group or a legion. Each one of those degolim, of those legion, should have an ois, a sign. And what is that sign made of? Mapotzvua tluya boy, a cloth, a different colored cloth hanging on top of that legion, of that shevet. Tzivu shel ze, loike tzivu shel ze. No two colors are alike. Each shevet, each shevet's flag had the same color of his stone on the choshen. This way everybody knows exactly where to camp. Over here, Rashi's telling us that each shevet had its own ois, its own mapo tzvua. Above in Perek Aleph, Posuk Nun Beis, Rashi sounds like each group of Shvatim, of three Shvatim on each side, had their degel. Could be both are true. Each Shevet has its degel, and as a group, they also had another type of sign. Maybe a mapo tzvua with three colors of the three Shvatim that were on that side. Maybe. That's one pshat in the word be'oisois. Second pshat. In the same form that Yaakov Avinu told his children to carry his oin from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, shenema vayasu bonav loy kein kashel tzivom, namely Yehuda v'Yisachar was zvulun yisoh min haMizrach, uRuven Shimon v'God min haDorim, etc. Kedeisa v'tanchuma v'parshazu. That is the same order that they camped around the Mishkan. Mineged means merochok mil, 1 mil, which is 2,000 amos away. Why? In Sefer Yeshua, it also tells Am Yisrael, be distanced from the Oroin, but not more than 2,000 amos, in order they should be able to come to it on Shabbos. So to hear, Am Yisrael was mineged, 1 mil, which is 2,000 amos, away from the Mishkan, but not more, in order that they should be able to come on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we know there's Eser Tchumen. You can't walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city. And that's why the Torah tells us, Mineged, but not too far. And why do they need to come to the Oroin, to the Mishkan on Shabbos? So Rashi in Sefer Yeshua on that Pasuk says, in order to daven in front of the Oroin. And what does it mean over here? Either it means for the same purpose, to come and daven, or it could also mean in order to learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that will be the flaw of Rashi when he ends off that Moshe Aaron Ubonav Alavim Choinim Bisamuchloi. That's one possibility. Another possibility, Rashi is coming to solve a problem, a stira in the Pasuk. On the one hand, it says, Mineged. Mineged means they're far away. On the other hand, it says, Soviv Lo'il Moed Yachanu, sound like they're in the inner circle, very close to the Oil Moed. And the answer to this tira is, Mineged is going on B'nai soil. And Sovlo El Moyed is going in Oish Aaron Ubon of Elevim. Posuk Gimel V'achoynim Ekeid Mo Mizrocho Degel Machane Yehuda L'tzivo Isom V'nosi Livnei Yehuda Nachshoyin Ben Aminodov. And those who camped on the Keid Mo Mizrocho. Rashi says Keid Mo means front. And where was the front? On the Mizrach side, the east side. That was the group of Machane Yehuda with their armies. And the head of Shevet Yehuda was Nachshon ben Aminodov. Says Rashi, Kedmo lefonim, hakuyo kedem. That was the front. Ve'ezu, zeruach mizrochis. The Amayr of the West is called Kori Ocher, that's the backside. Pozuk Daled Utsvo Yufkudehem Arbo Veshivim Elef Veshesh Meois. The armies of Shevet Yehuda from 20 years and up, they had 74,600. והאחינים עלו מתי יששכר ונוסיף לבני יששכר נסנאל בן סואר וצבאו יופקודו וארבעו וחמישים אלף וארבע מאויס. And together at the same side of Shevet Yehuda on the Mizrach was also Shevet Yששכר. His nosi was Nesalim ben Suar and they had 54,400. מתי זבולון ונוסיף לבני זבולון אליאב בן חילון וצבאו יופקודו Shivro v'chamishim elef v'arba me'ois, 57,400 for Shevet Zvulun. Kol ha'pekudim l'machane Yehuda me'as elef u'shmoinim elef v'sheishes alofim v'arba me'ois l'tziv oisom rishayno yisa'u. And the entire count for the whole Machane Yehuda, these three Shvotim, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, was 186,400. And when Am Yisrael traveled, they were the first to travel. Says Rashi, how did they know when to travel? Kesheroin ha'onon mistalek, when they saw the onon rising from above the Mishkan, Toikina kohanim echatzoitzrois, the kohanim would blow the trumpets, v'nisei Machane Yehuda tchila. The camp of Yehuda started moving. When Am Yisrael travels in the desert, they travel just as they camped, namely in a square. Halavim v'agolois be'emtza, in the middle. Degel Yehuda b'mizrach, v'shel Reuven b'doroim, v'shel Ephraim b'mayrom, v'shel Dan b'tzofin. They're traveling in the same form as they camped in a square. Posuk Yud and Degel Machane Reuven Teimono Letziv Oisom V'Nosei Livnei Reuven Elitzu Ben Shdei Ur. The camp of Reuven, they camped on the southern side of the Mishkan. The leader was, the head of the Shevet was Elitzu Ben Shdei Ur. Utzvo Yufkudo V'Shisho V'Arboim Elef V'Chameish Me'ois 46,500. והאחרינים ועלוב מתי שמעוין ונוסי לבני שמעוין שלומי אל בן צורי שדוי וצבאו יופקודיהם תשעו וחמישים אלף ושלוש מאויס 59,300 ומתי גוד ונוסי לבני גוד אל יוסף בן ראואל וצבאו יופקודיהם חמישו וארבעים אלף ושש מאויס וחמישים. And on the southern side, together with Reuven and God, together with Reuven and Shimon, we also had Shevet God. His nosi was Eliosaf ben Reuel. You'll remember in the names of the Nesim, his name was Eliosaf ben Deuel. It's the same person. The Ramban says, think about the meaning of the word Deuel and Reuel. They mean the same thing. He knew Hashem and he was a Reya of Hashem. So to speak, he was a friend of Hashem. Friends know each other. The Balei HaTosfos say even more. The pasuk over here is telling us a shvach of Shevet God, of the nosi of Shevet God. Look at all the other Roshei Dgolim, the heads of the camp. We have Reuven, he was the head of a camp, he was the Bechor of Leah. In the next camp we have Degel Machane Ephraim, he was the Bechor from Yosef, Yosef was the Bechor of Rachel. And in the last camp we have Don, he was the Bechor of Bilhah. Who's the fourth wife of Yaakov? Zilpah. Her Bechor was God. God was expected to be ahead of a camp. But instead, Yehuda, who was not a Bechor, he got the head of a camp. And nevertheless, God was not Misraim on Hashem. He had no tainus on Hashem. And that is hinted in the name Reuel. He was not Misraim on Hashem. And his count was 45,650. And the entire camp of the southern side, which Reuven was the leader of, 151,450, and they travel second. Even though they're traveling as a box, so it sounds like they're traveling all together, nevertheless, The Machane Yehuda starts moving first, and Machane Reuven starts moving second. Eventually, they'll all turn into a box like they were camping. But the question is, who is moving first and second? Posuk Yud Zayin Venosa Oihel Moed Machane Alvim Besoicha Machanois Kasho Yachanu Kenisa U Ish Al Yodoi Ledigleihem. And after the travelings, the starting of the travelings of the two first machanois, Yehuda and Reuven, then the Oyel Moed and the Levim camped around it, they all start traveling. And here's where the Pasuk tells us that as they camped, so too they traveled, each one on their side. The word Yodoi means side, Mizrach, Doroim, Mairov, and Sofri. Says Rashi, V'nosa Oyel Moed la'achar, Shneat Golim Alolu, Yehuda and Reuven. I told us above. Here also you see in Rashi, the word degel sounds like a legion. Flags don't walk. It's the legion that walks. It's place. But the reason yad means place, even though yad literally means a hand, because ruach shel tzidoi, the side, is called Kori Al Yodoi, because your hand is on your side. Hasmuch Alei L'chol Hashot As Yodoi. On to the third camp, Pasuk Yud Ches, Degel Machane Ephraim Letziv Oysom Yomo V'nosin Livne Ephraim Elishomo Ben Amihud. The camp of Machane Ephraim was on the western side, side Mairov. That's called Yomo because the ocean, the Mediterranean Sea, is on the west side of Eretz Yisrael. And the Nosi of Ephraim was Elishama ben Amiud. Utzvo yufkudehem arboim elef vachameish meois, 40,500. Ve'olov matei menashe, ve'nosi livnei menashe, gamli el ben pedotzur. The word ve'olov doesn't mean on top of him, it means next to him. As Rashi says, ketargumoi udismichin alohi. Utzvo yufkudehem eshenayim ushloishim elef umasoyim. 32,200. The entire count for this Machane Ephraim, including Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin, was 108,100, and they start traveling third. Pasuk Chof Hei Degel Machane Don Safoino Letziv Oisom Venosi Livnei Don Achi Ezer Ben Amishadoi Utzvo Yufkudehem Shenaim Veshishim Elef Ushva Meois. The third camp was Machane Don. They camped on the northern side. The Nosi was Achiezer ben Amishadoi, and they had 62,700. 41,500. And the entire count of Machane Don, which included Osher and Naphtali, was 157,600. And they traveled last of all the machanois. Eventually, they all turned out as a square, as Rashi told us. Posuk lamed beis eile pekudei vnei Yisrael leveis havoisom kol pekudei amachanoi letzivoisom sheish miois elef ushloish es alofim vachameish miois vachamishim. And the entire count of all the four machanois was 603,550. Halveim loy hos halveim loy hos pokdu beser ben Israel kashel tivo adonai es Moshe. The Levim were not counted among Bnei Israel, just as Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael kechoy l'asher tzivu Adonai es Moshe kein chanu l'digleihem v'chein nosa'u ish l'mishbereisov al beis avoisov. And Bnei Yisrael did exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe, namely they camped the way they were told, and they traveled the way they were told, each one together with his shevet, determined by his father's shevet. Ad kan, the second topic of Parshas Bamidbar, the camping of Bnei Yisrael around the Mishkan.